But we do know that there was a tremendous thrust to attempt to develop means to control the weather and manipulate the weather. And my father was involved in some of the early experiments of this kind. And at a point in the late 50s and then in the early 60s, a curtain was drawn across all of this research. And scientists and institutions who had committed years and years of research and millions of dollars to this effort all of a sudden would not talk about what they were doing or their results in this area or whether they had been successful in any way. They stopped publishing papers on the subject. And no one would make any kind of a commitment to whether or not this research was still continuing or whether it had been terminated or what. We have had snatches of glimpses behind the curtain from time to time that tell us that this research and this experimentation has been ongoing throughout all the years and has never stopped, not even for a little while. It has been well funded. Some of the best minds in the country and in the institutions around the nation have been concentrating on this research. And we also know that if this emphasis has been placed upon weather control in the United States, that there are probably, we cannot say with certainty, but with a high degree of probability, the same type of research and the same type of emphasis and the same type of funding has been going on in other nations all around the world, most importantly the Soviet Union, or what used to be the Soviet Union. And if you read Mikhail Gorbachev's book entitled Perestroika, you know that that whole collapse thing was just a decoy, just a method of lulling the West to sleep and promoting the disarmament of the armies and navies and air forces of the world and the peoples of the different nations in order to bring about the goal of all of the works of these people, which is a one-world totalitarian socialist government under the aegis of the United Nations. Wouldn't weather control be a convenient weapon to wield in the pursuit of that goal? Wouldn't it also help to neutralize millions of people around the world who believe in prophecy to be able to manipulate the weather to make them believe that God is bringing to fruition the prophecies in the book of Revelations? What a wonderful tool that would be. And even if it were discovered that it was really being wielded by nations, by scientists, by military generals in order to bring all of this about, whether in the Soviet Union or the United States or Canada or French Guinea, doesn't make any difference. It would be used by the internationalists and the globalists as an excuse why we must have an international governing body to prevent nation states from using weapons of this kind, just like they used the existence of the atomic bomb and the hydrogen bomb and the ozone holes and the burning of the rainforest to cite the same need for this international governing body to control all of these people. Well, let me tell you, folks, if their own governments and their own people can't control them, what makes you think a bunch of rube idiot jerks in the United Nations building in New York City is going to be able to control them? And every attempt to exert military pressure through UN peacekeeping forces has been the most laughable episode since the Keystone Cops. It's never going to work because nobody's committed to the United Nations flag. Nobody gets that chill that runs up your spine and the hair on the back of your neck stands up like you get when Old Glory marches by. No one really knows what the UN really stands for, what it's all about. So how can anybody be ideologically committed to it? Other than some vague promise of a utopian world of peace where nobody's going to get mugged anymore. Have you ever noticed how the UN delegates shy away from certain areas of New York City? They don't even believe their own bullshit. And that's the truth. So, we don't know the state of the art of weather control. We don't know exactly how it's done. We have seen some glimpses that gives us some clues. But nobody really knows. And unless there's some monumental revelation, I don't think anybody's gonna really know too soon. And you can go to lectures presented by anybody you want to, claims that they know all this stuff. I'm going to tell you right now, there are no leaks. All leaks of an intelligence nature are intentional to make people or nations behave in a certain manner, which is desirable to those who caused the so-called leak. So be very careful when you deal with all of this stuff. And understand that we're dealing with a fraternity of liars, deceivers, and manipulators who want control of everything. And if we're not careful, we will get it. We will get to be controlled by them. And I, for one, don't want to. Let me tell you how people have responded to this. I've had all kinds of calls today and faxes. I'm going to read you one right now. Weather control, dear Bill. Review, and listen to this, folks, and go out and look this up. Review what Zbigniew Brzezinski had to say on the subject in his book, Between Two Ages, on pages 56 and 57. The same can be read with additional information in The Unseen Hand by A. Ralph Epperson on page 345. I was an air traffic controller with the Air Force and Federal Aviation Administration for 30 years and was involved in making official weather observations at some of the airports where I was stationed. My last facility was a TRACON that had ASR-8 radar. This radar had the usual linear and circular polarization that most radar has. The circular polarization is used to penetrate weather cells, heavy precipitation, etc. The linear polarization is the most used because it provides the best return under most conditions. The ASR-8 radar has weather return enhancing abilities also. For instance, one can outline the weather cell and omit the core, define the core, strengthen or weaken the weather return, or eliminate it completely. Some conditions cannot be completely eliminated. These are but a few of the radar's abilities. What I am driving at is this. During the 12 or so years of using and controlling this radar, I personally observed some very unexplainable weather phenomena right here in Southern California. I have watched the very large active weather cells 40 to 50 miles across virtually stop at the shoreline and turn into a fine mist and eventually dissipate. Other times, the radar revealed things that even the technicians were at a loss to explain. I have been watching and aware of strange weather conditions since the early 70s to 76, and 76 was a very strange year. Keep up the good work, signed Dick. Had another call from a gentleman who said that he participated in large-scale experimentation on manipulation of the weather using what he called scalar wave technology. He said that he had attended several lectures given by Colonel Tom Bearden, and that Tom Bearden was very close to the truth, but was not as yet right on the money. And his attribution of the development of weather control to the Soviet Union was way off the mark. And I would tend to agree with that statement, because in my research, ladies and gentlemen, I have discovered, and the Russians have admitted, that they never had anything that we didn't give them. And let me remind you, lest you forget, whatever your perception of the state of the art of any technology that you can see, feel, or put your hands on, or even have the slightest knowledge about, in secret, in these black projects, where they have unlimited amounts of money to play with, they are from 50 to 100 years ahead. A Navy pilot once told me, "Bill, out in the desert, we have things that fly in the air that are so beyond the capability of the average man's understanding that they resemble nothing less than sheer magic. And they belong to us." Now, if that doesn't make you stop and pause and think, ladies and gentlemen, it's beyond my understanding of what will. We have some marvelous things that we play with in our homes. There are some marvelous things on the market. There are wonderful machines and electronic gadgets that corporations play with and that are used in the manufacturing of other things, and that we fly on between cities